Afternoon Rush on 1340 WJOL.
It's 4:39. I'm Jeremy Scott. We'll have an update of your news, weather, traffic, and sports here in just a little bit. Both the Cubs and the White Sox playing game 162 of 162. It is the final game of the year for Major League Baseball in Chicago. So much for the World Series coming to Chicago, at least on the south side. Nonetheless, we will have more on that in just a little bit. Now, if you're looking for something to do over the weekend, might I suggest LaSalle County? And I would suggest that on a normal weekend because you can go to Starved Rock. There's plenty of places to go and eat in Ottawa, in Peru, and in Utica. But there's a festival going on in Utica this weekend. It's called the Burgoo Fest. And joining us on the Turk Furniture Studio line, 815-254-7300. My notes here. We welcome in Amanda Carter from LaSalle County Historical Society. Amanda, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
All right. So, as I said, normally I like telling people, you know what, if you're looking for a quick getaway, head west to LaSalle County. But this weekend is another reason to head out, especially to Utica. What's going on over there?
Well, we have our 52nd annual Burgoo Festival going on. It is sponsored by the LaSalle County Historical Society. And we have so much going on in downtown Utica. People should come down. Saturday, we actually start the festival at about 11 a.m. We'll have about 150 vendors in and around our museum complex right downtown. And then from 1 to 6, we actually have a car show in the downtown streets. And then starting at 7 p.m., it's the namesake of the festival. We start preparing our Burgoo stew. And then Sunday, we serve our Burgoo stew from 9 a.m. And we will have about 400 vendors throughout downtown Utica.
All right. I asked my wife, who grew up in Marseilles, what is Burgoo? So she couldn't tell me. So for those listening, what is Burgoo exactly?
Burgoo is actually a pioneer stew. It's usually prepared at the harvest season. So basically, at harvest season, you would have all your extra vegetables, you would have your meats, and it's almost like a celebration of the harvest, and then before we go into the winter. Our Burgoo stew has pork, chicken, and beef, and a medley of vegetables, which would be like corn, potatoes, carrots, okra, onions, garlic, fresh basil. And it's almost like a tomato base. So we actually, along the I&M Canal, we actually take these huge iron kettles and set them up. And we have, it's over like a wood burning fire. And we actually stir the stew with boat oars as we prepare it because these kettles are huge. They can hold up to about 100 gallons each.
Oh, my. If only I had Sunday morning off. Unfortunately, fine people in Chicago need to hear what's going on. But that just sounds pretty good, honestly. It's, of course, it's going to be a beautiful weekend for it as well. Now, Utica, I know I went to downtown Utica a couple weeks ago, and they got a lot going on for them already.
Yes, they do.
And
they do. They have the nice outdoor dining down there, and it's a small enough town that you can walk one end of town to the other and make an afternoon out of it. It's great down there.
And it's not too far away from the I&M. It's not too far away from the I&M Canal, but it's not too far away from Starved Rock, from Matthiessen State Park. So you have plenty of options to go out, hike, come back, get a good appetite, especially for Sunday morning, and have Burgoo.
That is right. That is right. And unfortunately, we do not sell the Burgoo stew on Saturday. That's only because we have to prepare it. But again, there's plenty going on in downtown Utica. Oh, yeah. in addition to all the vendors and all that stuff going on, we actually have live blacksmithing demonstrations. We'll have live music. It's just a lot of fun. It's like a large street festival where you come down and you can just walk around. Again, we have about 400 vendors total. There's about 150 on Saturday. The total 400 will be there on Sunday. And if you're looking for anything, I mean, we have, it's just an array of different types of vendors.
Amanda Carter with the LaSalle County Historical Society joins us here on the Afternoon Rush. We're talking about the vendors. Is it going to be a crafts, baked goods? What exactly are we talking about with these vendors?
Well, we have an Amish bakery that comes in. They are absolutely delicious. We have a lot of different types of crafts. I know we have people who do like metalworking. We have people who glass work. We have one of our vendors actually does repurposes old bowling balls. And puts them into like yard statues for outside of your house. Crocheted, knitted. It's anything you can think of. We have a lot of antique vendors coming in. So whatever you are looking for, you will be able to find here in downtown Utica this weekend.
Now, am I reading correctly that you guys are expecting throughout the whole weekend 50 to 70,000 attendees?
Yes, and usually Sunday it's 50,000 plus.
Wow.
And it's about 20,000 plus on Saturday, yes.
So for those...
Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, now I know that downtown Utica is just one straight shot in and it's 178. For those who come in, where would they have to park? Because I know that I would imagine that everything's going to be east of 178, so... It's going to be a little tight for parking.
Yeah, so our organization, the LaSalle County Historical Society, we actually have a large area right in the downtown. We do ask for a $10 donation, but that is right in the middle of the festival. And we can actually park a lot of cars in that area. That is right off of 178. On Sunday, because that is the bigger of the 2 days, we actually have a park and ride shuttle that they can take from, get off at Interstate 80 on 178. The first right you would take, and it's about a quarter of a mile past that. There's big signs there. It'll say park and ride shuttle. They can take the shuttle into town. The shuttle runs continuously all Sunday from 9 until 5. And drops you off right at the beginning of the festival.
Okay, so that, if you've gone to the dirt track there, you've gone too far. It's right by that golf club, correct?
It's before the golf course.
Okay, yes. Okay. And for those who haven't been there now, that even that intersection's grown up. There's a Casey's there now, so you're going to want to go to Route 6 and then hang a ride on Sunday. But for Saturday, you can park downtown. Is there anything else big with this Burgoo Festival that we might be able to get people over there for?
I mean, really, the gorgeous weekend and the shopping and the live music. And like I said, it's a fundraiser for our organization, which is the LaSalle County Historical Society. So there is, and we have kids area where there's free games and things like that. So honestly, if you want to shop, we have a lot of great restaurants down in Utica. We have August Hill Winery. So any shopping, eating, drinking, entertainment, it's all down there this weekend.
I think the only way, the big selling point for me is, are my friends over at Starved Rock, the Starved Rock Coffee Company, will they be a part of that?
Yes,
they will. You got me. All right. Fantastic. Now I got to coax my wife into this. And if you're looking to go there from our Will County Weather Center, Saturday, plenty of sunshine, high in the upper 50s. Sunday, milder, plenty of sunshine, high in the upper 60s. Before I let you go, Amanda, is there anything else that the LaSalle County Historical Society has coming up?
Yet downtown Utica, we actually have a large Veterans Day parade with flyovers. That's November 6th, and then we have Christmas in the Village, which is there's horse free horse and carriage rides, and that is the Saturday and Sunday after Thanksgiving.
All right, we'll have everything on our website, WJOL.com, but that's Burgoo Festival this weekend in downtown Utica. Definitely make your way down there. There's plenty of things to do. Even if you don't stay in Utica, you can't go over to Starved Rock. There's a lot to do in LaSalle County, more than you think. Amanda Carter from the LaSalle County Historical Society, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Coming up next, traffic, weather, news, sports, all the way here on 1340 WJOL.